Commentator Jill Vaughn is a job counselor in rural upstate New York, but she finds that her role in her clients' lives goes beyond their need for employment. She often finds herself providing support when they need to see a doctor, or when they need someone to intercede with their landlord, or when they experience postpartum depression.
There's no hall table for mail in Shawnee's apartment, no key rack. The kitchen counter's piled high with bills and coats. In the living room, clothes are folded and stacked against the wall. Shawnee lives with her brother and sister, and their emotional landscape's more cluttered than the physical one. They were abandoned by their mother, then raised on and off by an abusive father. Anger simmers near the surface. There are infant twins and a toddler to care for. Exhaustion means the house is a mess. Shawnee hasn't been out of the apartment in a week. Her skin is pale, her eyes dull. I see the familiar signs of postpartum depression, thriving on isolation and chaos. Another house. A car battery sits on newspapers in the kitchen. It may get the car started in the morning. There's no such consideration for Tara, 17, who sleeps on the sofa with her 3-month-old baby. Tara got more attention, pregnant, than she'd ever had in her life. She loved the visits with her doctor, the clean professional who was interested in her and listened to her questions. But since her 6-week checkup, that relationship's done. Around the same time, Tara's mom got a new boyfriend. She won't babysit anymore, so Tara quit school. She lies under her unicorn blanket, unshowered. Her mom welcomes her silence. Maybe she's growing up. I know it's the defeat of postpartum depression. One of Jen's foster parents gave her dance lessons, and she excelled. She still has a dancer's body. She was abused, then abandoned by her family when her molester committed suicide. No one came to pick her up at the hospital, so she called me. She's in the lobby, in a wheelchair, the baby wailing. Tears fall on faded sweatpants. She's going home alone, raw and confused, with a baby dependent on her. I recognize a dimmed mind and enthusiasm as the beginning of postpartum depression. Cramped quarters, financial crisis, and lack of family support. The environment of poverty is a setup for postpartum depression. The doctors they see are used to Medicaid patients. They may not notice symptoms in poor women because those women are usually withdrawn. I miss conversations with them, so I refuse to let their personalities disappear. I tell them there's hope. Their hormones will even out. There's medication and counseling available. And they respond. Then they high-five me over passing a GED exam, dance with joy if they get a job. After seeing their listlessness, it's a pleasure to know they've been pulled back to life. It's not a storybook ending, but it's close enough to a fairy tale awakening for me.
Jill Vaughn is a job counselor for an organization called One Work Source in Malone, New York.